Idealist, hungry for answers? Have you ever finished reading a whole page from the Scriptures, then realize you don't remember a thing you read? Learning to enjoy Scripture study takes time and practice. But as Nephi taught, the words of Christ will tell you all things, what ye should do. 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 3. Students at the Rockland, Idaho Seminary are striving to become students of the Scriptures. Here are some of their ideas for getting more out of your Scripture study. Getting into the habit. Keep Scriptures at your bedside to remind you to read each morning or night. Read at the same time every day so you can form a habit. Make a no-excuses rule. See if you can go 3 weeks without missing a day of study. This might require some planning to make sure you have Scriptures with you on trips or campouts. Understanding what you read. While you study, cut out distractions like TV, radio, and even talkative family members. Remember that prayer and Scripture study go hand in hand. Before reading, pray for the Spirit to help you understand. After reading, ask for confirmation that what you've read is true. Pray that you'll remember and apply what you've learned. Try visualizing what you read. Make the stories come alive. Keep up with seminary or Sunday school lessons, because your teachers will be explaining what you're reading. Don't skip difficult verses. That can make it harder to understand what happens next. Find out who's talking to whom, and look up unfamiliar words. Try reading hard-to-understand verses out loud a couple of times. Keep a Scripture journal. That way you can remember things you have learned and times you have felt the Spirit. You can also write down questions you have so you can ask a family member, teacher, or leader. Using your Scripture toolbox. Look at the footnotes. They provide brief definitions, explanations, and references to related verses and topics. Refer to the Bible Dictionary for more in-depth explanations of gospel concepts and biblical terms. When studying the Bible, refer to the Joseph Smith translation in the footnotes and appendix. End of the idea list. Hungry for answers?